You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Adam. The United States, of course, are facing a big challenge around gun laws. Changes are afoot.
Morning, Wangani. Yes, all sorts of changes. For instance, we know that two of America's biggest retailers have themselves decided on action. This is regardless of any laws. Dick's Sporting Goods, which is a big deal, they say they will no longer sell assault-style rifles, although, of course, to some of us are thinking, why were you selling them in the first place? But okay, at least they're changing now. Walmart says it's raising the minimum age for buying weapons or ammunition to 21. This has been suggested by a number of senators and congressmen, but basically argued down as a federal law, but Walmart itself is doing it. And these are big deals. We know that students have returned to their school in Florida, where that shooting was, where 17 people were killed. They're back on the campus at the same time that administrators in Florida are absolutely looking at whether they will legalize the arming of teachers. This is Donald Trump's idea, and he has met indeed with members of Congress and repeated the idea that well-trained, sane, psychologically sorted teachers who are well-armed could stop attacks in the future. The only trouble is, even while he was meeting members of the Congress, I have to say, there was a teacher in the state of Georgia who was arrested after barricading himself in a classroom and firing a handgun. Now, no one was injured. It may have fizzled out, that particular incident, but hang on a moment. Teachers are stressed enough. Do they really need to be given guns and ammunition to deal with potential mass murderers? That's an extraordinary thought, isn't it?
Well, it's complete madness, Adam, because one of the things that's emerged is that in that Florida incident, some of the officers who were on the ground froze when the attack happened. So if they, who were armed and trained, couldn't really deal with it,
and very well trained,
how are poor teachers going to handle it? It's utter madness. All right,
also, think about your own school. Think about your own schooling. The one or two teachers in my school, I wouldn't have wanted to have had a gun in their desk, let's put it that way. They were bad enough at chucking other things at us without firing
weapons.
Bad
enough with a cane in those days. Talk to me about this Russian cyber attack.
Yeah, Germany is investigating a major breach, they say, at their defense and interior ministries, the private networks, and they believe it is a hacking group known as Fancy Bear, a notorious Russian hacking group, Fancy Bear, or APT-28. And the deal with Fancy Bear is it could, of course, just be a couple of teenagers in a back bedroom in St. Petersburg, or it could absolutely be an organized KGB or FSB arranged attack. It could have the Russian government behind it. Certainly Germany feels that it was the Russian government behind an attack on their election only last year in the lower house. Actually, it's 3 years ago now, isn't it? But anyway, they are thought to have targeted German democracy before. The idea of people getting into secrets, any government ministries anywhere in the world, of course, this is a major security breach. And if they really think that it is Russia and the government behind it, that's an extraordinary accusation. You wonder where it goes from there. Is it gunboats or pistols at dawn or something? It's a really big deal.
Not for the first time that kind of accusation is made against Russia. No. Now, we're still, you know, we're at the end of our summer here in the Southern Hemisphere, and I think it's starting to get chilly, but I should stop talking because, of course, what you are facing is the real, real chill.
It's quite something at the moment. I mean, there are, I think, formally 51 nations in Europe, and I would suggest that all 51 are talking about nothing but the weather. It is quite something that the whole of the European continent has been hit by this weather front that's come in from Siberia. It's blown from that direction, bringing with it extraordinarily low temperatures, minus 30 in some places, but, I mean, minus 12 in civilized parts of the UK. 20 to 30 centimetres of snow in some parts, even more than that over sort of hillier ground in Europe. We know that 46 people have died across Europe in the cold at least, and that includes quite a lot of homeless people who have no shelter. Whilst the UK is calling it the beast from the east, Sweden has named this storm the snow cannon, the Dutch are calling it the Siberian bear. We've got frozen canals and lakes all over the place. The Dutch are rather good at this actually, because they just start speed skating. They're very good at that anyway, but a frozen canal in Holland is not a challenge. But just to give you one idea, it's very picturesque on the one hand, but also worrying on the other, that wild deer in Scotland have been wandering into towns off the hills and mountains looking for food and shelter. It looks great in a sort of picture postcard kind of way, but it also tells you it's pretty bleak out there.
What was that line from Jane Austen? If you have nothing to say, restrict your comments to the weather. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from,
that was me.
From the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Larry Bjorkus, and it's a tweet, and it says, is there a universal law for fugitives who hide from law enforcement in a different country, or does it differ from country to country? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. Now, to get the answer, we spoke to Henny Strydom, professor in public international law at the University of Johannesburg.
Okay, the answer to that question is yes and no. In certain respects, there is a universal law because we have universal treaties, multilateral treaties, in a case of, for instance, organized crime, where all the parties to that treaty, and also in terms of the torture convention, to name a few, where the parties to that treaty have a universal obligation in terms of the treaty to extradite people who are fugitives from justice. The no answer relates to certain other offences where there are bilateral arrangements between parties in terms of bilateral treaties making it possible to extradite fugitives from justice.
Yes and no, then, is the answer. Congratulations to Larry for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.